In this episode, we're talking about why learning to actually like yourself might be the missing piece to building arms you're proud of. This conversation goes deeper than workouts, and it just might change how you show up for yourself. You're listening to the Arm Coach Podcast with me, Christine Rucker, arm coach and founder of the Arms by Christine program. Here, we talk about toned and sculpted arms and what it really takes to get sustainable results so you can feel proud and confident in sleeveless clothes. Hey everyone, welcome to the Arm Coach Podcast, episode 101. We just celebrated Valentine's Day last Saturday, and you know how it goes. Valentine's Day is one of those moments that nudges us to pause and show love and appreciation, usually to someone else. For my husband and me, it's always been, you know, pretty simple, right? We usually exchange cards and enjoy a nice dinner together. No big gifts, right? No pressure, just cozy, comfortable time together. But this year, I did something a little different. I got myself something. And I want to tell you about it. Before I do, I want to rewind way back. Years ago, when I was still living in Iowa and I was single, I remember walking through a small local shop in February. Everything was filled with Valentine's cards, not the funny ones and not the cheesy ones, okay? The really beautiful custom kind, right? Thick paper, soft colors, handwritten lettering, the kind you can tell someone put real thought into. I remember picking one up and just standing there, reading it over and over. It wasn't even about romance. It was about being seen. It was about being chosen, being cared for. And I remember thinking, I want someone to give this to me. But there was no one to give it to me. I was single at the time. And if I'm being honest, I wasn't thrilled about it, right? I had no one to drop pins to, no one to casually send links to. And I definitely wasn't excited about being alone on Valentine's Day. So there I was, holding something beautiful in my hands, wanting to feel chosen, wanting to feel cared for, and quietly believing that feeling had to come from someone else. And then a thought crossed my mind. What if I send one to myself? Almost immediately, I shut it down. That's strange. That's embarrassing. Who sends themselves a Valentine? I remember thinking how desperate that would look. I imagined walking to the counter, placing the order, and feeling exposed in a way I didn't want to feel. There was a lot of judgment in my own head. A lot of shame. And at the time, there was this quieter thought that wouldn't go away. I really love it. And no one else has to know. I remember thinking these are mailed to whoever you ask. There's no rule saying it can't be me. So I did it. I felt awkward the entire time, right? I second-guessed myself. I questioned why this felt so hard. But a couple weeks later, when I opened my mailbox and I saw the envelope waiting for me, I felt something soften. And when I opened it, it was even more beautiful than I expected, not in a dramatic way, in kind of a quiet way, the kind of beauty that makes you pause and breathe for a second. So the question is, well, what did I write to myself? So inside, I did write a message to myself, and I felt pretty silly doing it. What do you even say to yourself, right? I remember sitting there thinking, I want this to mean something, but I don't want it to be cheesy. I don't want to roll my eyes at my own words. I looked up quotes, I rewrote them, I deleted them. I tried to find something that felt honest, something I wanted to believe, even if I wasn't fully there yet. And what I landed on felt good and exposed, which told me I was probably on the right track. So this is what I wrote. Christine, the single most important thing I could ever offer you when it comes to your health, your peace, and the life you want can be summed up in two words. Love yourself. I do. And instead of signing my own name, I signed it from the universe. Because at the time, that felt easier than claiming it for myself. Now, listen, I did not love myself back then, okay? Not even close. I remember feeling deeply unhappy with myself. I spent a lot of time alone in my own head, replaying everything I thought was wrong with me. I could have given you a very long list, right? All the ways I thought I had wasted time, all the times I thought I had failed, and the moments I used as proof that something was wrong with me. And back then, when it came to my body and my arms, I felt just as disconnected, right? I didn't trust myself. I didn't believe I could stick with anything. I told myself I had tried everything, that I always started strong and then quit, that I was the problem. Those thoughts created a constant low-level heaviness, frustration, shame, disappointment. And when you feel that way, you start looking outside yourself for relief. Now, for me, that showed up as distraction, overcommitting, searching for motivation in the next plan, the next reset, the next thing that promised to finally fix me. I wanted something to take the edge off how uncomfortable it felt to be alone with myself. Weekends were especially hard. They just highlighted how unhappy I felt in my own skin. I remember thinking, I just want to feel better. I want to be different. I don't want to sit with this. And so I stayed busy. I chased external validation. I waited for something or someone to make me feel more whole. But underneath all of that, I really wanted those words I wrote to myself, right, to be true. I wanted to be someone who could say she trusted herself, who respected her body, who showed up consistently, not because she hated herself into it, but because she cared. Even saying that out loud back then felt awkward, almost embarrassing. And the reason I went through with sending myself that Valentine, even though the whole thing felt uncomfortable, was because I told myself, at least I'll have something beautiful. Right? At least I'll have this one thing that feels intentional and kind. I remember thinking, if one person in the world knows I did this, right? It's okay. I can live with that. What I didn't know then was that this small, uncomfortable act was a quiet turning point. Right? I still have that card. I still have that Valentine. I pulled it out again when I was preparing for this podcast, and it stopped me in my tracks because the words don't feel foreign anymore. They don't feel aspirational, right? They feel familiar. And it's incredible to realize that it took a leap of faith back then, right? Doing something that felt uncomfortable, right? Writing words I didn't fully believe yet, acting from the person I hoped to become instead of the person I thought I was. So you can probably guess what I did this year. I sent myself another Valentine, right? From me to me last Saturday, because I understand something now that I didn't understand back then. You don't wait until you fully believe something about yourself before you act. You take the uncomfortable step first. And that's how belief starts to catch up. All these years later, I can sit with that original Valentine and read those words and actually feel them. Love yourself. I do. That sentence doesn't feel awkward anymore. It feels true. And once I realized that, it felt like time for a new message, right? A new belief I want to grow into, a new reminder of who I'm becoming. So I sent that to myself in a way that felt intentional and meaningful. And listen, I love getting something special in the mail. It slows me down. It makes me pay attention. Now, on the surface, this might not seem like it has anything to do with your arms, but it actually has everything to do with them. Because so many women make decisions about their body based on how they think other people see them. What will they think if I wear this? Do my arms look okay? Do I belong here? Their opinion of themselves barely enters the conversation. Most of the mental energy goes into managing other people's perceptions. I see this all the time with my arm clients. You know, I was coaching a woman who felt nervous about going to a social event. When I asked her what she thought would be running through her mind while she was there, she said things like, are they judging my arms? Am I the biggest one here? Do I even belong? And here's what matters. Questions shape your experience. When you ask your brain a question, it immediately goes to work trying to answer it. And most of us aren't intentional about the questions we ask ourselves. So if you walk into a room asking, what's wrong with me? Or how do I compare? Or why can't I get this right? Your brain will give you answers. And they're usually critical. So there she is, right? Standing there, tugging at her sleeves, scanning the room, noticing everyone else who looks put together, wondering if her arms stand out in the worst way. Those questions create tension. They create shame, the urge to hide, and eventually the urge to stop trying. But there's something even more important here. I want you to notice how many of the questions you ask yourself are centered around what you think other people think about you. So rarely do we stop and ask, what do I think about me? Most of the time, that question, it isn't even on the radar. So many women are consumed with trying to be liked, trying to blend in, trying not to stand out in the wrong way. And when it comes to arms and body confidence, this shows up everywhere. If you believe that toned arms are what make you acceptable, or that having softer arms means that you should cover up, or that working on your arms at this stage of life makes you vain or silly, and you care deeply about what other people think, then those beliefs collide. Because if your top priority is being liked, it becomes very hard to make choices that might feel awkward or visible at first. Wearing the sleeveless top, lifting heavier than you think you should, sticking with workouts when results are slow, right? Choosing consistency, even when no one is cheering you on. Instead of asking, what do I want for my body? The question becomes, what will they think? And when that happens, progress stalls. What I want you to focus on is what you want, the results you're creating, the life you want to live in your body. Because if you don't believe that your opinion of yourself and the results you're getting matter most, you'll end up tolerating frustration and self-doubt year after year. You'll keep hiding, right? Keep starting over. Keep waiting for permission to feel good. I understand this deeply, right? I lived here. I was incredibly focused on what other people thought of me. I was never taught that my opinion of myself mattered most. My focus was entirely external. Am I good enough? Do I look okay? Do I measure up? And when it came to my body and my arms, it felt like another mark against me, another place where I wasn't quite enough. I worried that if I really committed to changing my arms, I'd be judged, that people would think I was trying too hard, that I was being unrealistic, that something was wrong with me for caring. But here's the truth. Trying to control other people's opinions of you is exhausting. It takes an enormous amount of energy to constantly twist yourself into something you think will be accepted. And if you want everyone to like you, imagine how much work that requires. You would have to be someone different for everyone, right? Adjusting, editing, shrinking over and over again. Not only is it exhausting, you guys, it's impossible. You cannot guarantee that other people will like you. And most people can sense when someone isn't being authentic anyway. Whether someone likes you has everything to do with their thoughts, not who you are. You already know this is true. There are people in your life who genuinely like you, and there are people who don't. And that's true for everyone. That's true for me. So which opinion is the correct one? If both exist, the answer is neither. Because if liking you were about who you are, everyone would feel the same way. And I know some of you are thinking, but I want everyone to like me. So I'll ask you this. Why? Why does everyone need to approve of you for you to feel okay? Most of us believe that if everyone likes us, then we'll finally feel confident, right? We'll finally feel worthy, finally feel at peace in our bodies. But listen, it doesn't work that way. You feel good about you when you like you. And it is much easier to like yourself when you like the choices you're making, right? When your habits align with the person you want to be. When you show up for yourself consistently, even when it's uncomfortable. So let people be wrong about you. Let someone think it's strange that you care about your arms. Let someone think it's unnecessary. Let someone think it's too late. Because there will always be someone who thinks the opposite. Okay? Your job is not to manage everyone else's opinion. Your job is to decide what kind of relationship you want to have with yourself. Otherwise, you sign up for an exhausting and endless task. Trying to be liked by everyone drains your time, your energy, and your confidence. And even if you got really good at it, you'd still only succeed part of the time. The goalpost would just keep moving, and you'd still be chasing something that was never yours to control in the first place. Because listen, no matter how hard you try, you cannot reach inside someone else's head and change the way they think, feel, or act about you. But you can change the way you think, feel, and act about yourself. And if you're already spending time and energy trying to manage other people's opinions, here's the real question. Why not redirect that same energy towards changing your own opinion of you? It takes energy either way. The difference is where you choose to spend it. What if you decided that all those negative thoughts you have about yourself were worth challenging? The thoughts that say you don't measure up, that you're behind, that you always mess things up, that you're not disciplined enough, not consistent enough, not toned enough, not confident enough. What if instead of treating those thoughts as facts, you started questioning them? And while you're at it, what if you also looked closely at the thoughts you have about what it means about you? If you prioritize your arms, if you lift weights, if you wear the sleeveless top, if you stop hiding, if you stop apologizing for caring about your body, if part of you thinks this feels silly or indulgent or maybe embarrassing, I get it. It can feel awkward to practice liking yourself. not even loving yourself, okay, just liking yourself. That's exactly how I felt when I first sent myself that Valentine years ago. A little embarrassed, a little exposed, a little ridiculous. And also, listen, a small part of me felt good. Like I was finally choosing to be kind to myself, even if it meant stepping way outside my comfort zone, even if it felt unfamiliar. I was treating myself the way I so desperately wanted others to treat me. And this matters because you cannot shame yourself into toned arms. Shame will not build consistency. Shame will not create trust. Shame will not make you feel at home in your body. And you also cannot hate yourself into confidence. Okay, so this week, instead of focusing only on how you show love to other people, I want you to turn some of that intention inward. You can still care for others. You can still give. But I want you to ask yourself, how am I showing up for me? How am I reinforcing that my opinion of myself matters more than anyone else's? Because at the end of the day, you are the one living in your body. You are the one dealing with the consequences of quitting, restarting, hiding, and doubting yourself. Why not let your actions reflect what you want instead of trying to shape them around who you think you need to be for other people? So here's what I want you to do. First, write down the thoughts you have about yourself, the ones that you usually try to ignore, right? The harsh ones, the critical ones. Things like, I always mess this up. I can't stay consistent. I'm lazy. I've failed too many times. My arms, get them all out of your head and onto paper. Then ask yourself one simple question. Would I ever speak to someone I care about this way? And if the answer is no, then ask yourself why you're willing to talk to yourself like this. Second, write down what you believe it means about you if you truly commit to your arms. What do you think it says about you if you lift heavier, if you stop hiding them, if you keep going even when progress is slow? Does it mean you're trying too hard, that you're unrealistic, that you should know better by now? Put those thoughts on paper, because if you don't start challenging these beliefs and you stay focused on managing other people's opinions, it becomes almost impossible to change your habits. Okay, and finally, find one way this week to be kind to yourself. I know the pushback already. I don't know how. That feels uncomfortable. I wouldn't even know where to start. But you do know how to be kind. You do it all the time for your friends. So think about what you would do for someone you care about. Pick one thing and try doing it for yourself. It will feel uncomfortable, right? That's part of it. Stepping outside your comfort zone is required if you want to build a healthier relationship with yourself, because the way we talk to ourselves matters. A client once said something to me that I've never forgotten. She said, if I talk to my friends the way I talk to myself, I wouldn't have any friends. So I want you to find one thing you can do for yourself that is kind, compassionate, caring. It doesn't have to be sending yourself a Valentine. It can be anything. But I want you to choose something that stretches you just a little, something that might make you feel a little sheepish, something that brings up a little awkwardness. That discomfort is not a problem. It's the doorway. Because if you stay fixated on what other people think of you, right, changing your relationship with your arms will always feel hard. You'll keep making choices based on what you think will keep you acceptable, likable, or unnoticed. You'll keep blending in, you'll keep shrinking, you'll keep waiting. And that's not where lasting change comes from. You have to start treating yourself like you matter. You have to start believing that your opinion of yourself carries more weight than anyone else's, that how you feel in your body matters, right? That waking up proud of how you showed up matters more than fitting in. You have to be willing to choose yourself, not someday, not when your arms change, not when it feels easier, now. Because when you make yourself your priority, everything else starts to fall into place. All right, my friends, that's it for this week. Hey, before you go, if this episode or any of the other episodes on this podcast have helped you in any way, please leave a 5-star rating and review. Your review will help us find and have maximum impact on as many women as possible. While you're there, hit the subscribe button so we can continue on this journey to Sculpted Arms together. Thank you so much for your support. I've loved having you here today, and talk soon in the next episode.